Jesus taught that even saved people can teach heresy. As recorded in Matthew 5:19, Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach them so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 15:9 says, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And of course, that's what pastors and Christians and churches are doing when they incorporate their church, get the 501c3 and so forth. A church incorporates. It brings in another head in addition to the Lord Jesus Christ when it incorporates. I show this clearly in my teachings. All one has to do is look at the biblical principles and then see, in fact, what incorporation and 501c3 are. The Lord is obviously warning that many of His children will be deceived by many false prophets which shall arise. With both heresy and apostasy, the God-given doctrines and goal for churches and for Christians are left in the dust. The goal or purpose of most churches and quote-unquote Christians is the happiness of man and not the glory of God. They ask, "What can God do for me?" Not, "What can I do for God?" Their purpose for giving, for doing, and for going to church is to get something back from God. Many believers today, many in independent Bible-believing churches, so-called, are being deceived about many biblical doctrines, including the doctrine of separation of church and state. As a result, they are, among other things, incorporating, operating as unincorporated associations, and becoming 501c3 tax-exempt organizations. In future studies, I will teach on incorporation and tax-exempt status of churches in some detail, and will explain ways that a church can hold property and also please God. As a result of all this, God is not glorified at all. Everything in the ultimate modern American church is for self. The headship, the Bibles, the doctrines taught, the preaching, the music, the dress, the goal, everything. Peter, Paul, and Jude trace the origin of apostasy to false teachers, explain their methods of operation, and warn the church to beware of apostasy. In Acts 20:28 through 31 we read, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Galatians 1:8 through 9 says, "But though we or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." Galatians 3:1 says, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should obey not the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" 1 Corinthians 11:19 says, "For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you." 2 Corinthians 11:4 says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." Titus 1:10 through 11 says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake." 1 Timothy 4:1 through 2 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time shall some depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." I am intentionally reading a lot of God's Word. Those who do not enjoy God's Word and enjoy studying God's Word, especially concerning preeminent principles, need to check out their salvation, or they need to understand that maybe they do not know the Lord. You can be saved and not know the Lord. I have a sermon on that on the sermons tab of Separation of Church and State Law blog. That is at geraldfinney.wordpress.com. geraldfinney.wordpress.com. 2 Timothy 4, 3-5 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned to fables, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." 2 Peter 2, verses 1 through 3 and 15 through 19. I have already read a portion, but I'm going to read those verses again. "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not, which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought unto bondage." The Lord used a dumb ass to speak to Balaam, and he can use a dumb ass such as myself to speak to religious leaders today. 2 John 9-11 says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." 2 Peter 3, 3-4 says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." Jude 4 says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Jude, in fact, predicts the apostasy of the professing church, and describes the cause and the course of the apostasy. As in 2 Timothy and 2 Peter, Jude treats the apostasy as having already set in. Only a little leaven can completely change and pervert the truths of the gospel. Galatians 5, 7-9 said, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." False teachers deny redemptive truth. 2 Peter 2:1 says, "False teachers shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destructions." Others deny the truth concerning Christ's person as Son of God, God Himself. Again, 1 John 4, 1-5 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." In Jude, all phases of the apostasy are seen. Jude mentions those who ran after the error of Balaam for reward. Many pastors and other Christians today, like Balaam, revert to human reasoning and, among other unbiblical practices, put God's church under the state for reward, that is, for money, for popularity, for power, for other reasons. They may not have gone completely into apostasy, but heresy is the first step toward apostasy. The tone of the New Testament writers when dealing with heresy and apostasy is never one of dejection or pessimism. God and His promises are still the resource of the believer. Although Paul, as recorded in 2 Timothy, and Peter, as recorded in 2 Peter, are aware that martyrdom is near, you can see 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, 2 Peter 1:14, both are apparently sustained and joyful. We read in 2 Timothy 4, 7-8, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." The whole book of 2 Timothy reflects Paul's joyful attitude, as 2 Peter shows Peter to be likewise joyful and sustained. 2 Timothy, 2 Peter, Jude, and 2 and 3 John deal with the personal walk and testimony of a true servant of Christ in a day of apostasy and declension. Paul instructs the good soldier in the face of apostasy. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, 8, 11 through 13, 15 through 17a, and 22 through 25. "Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Skipping down a little, we read, "But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Paul instructed Timothy, a preacher whom Paul called his dearly beloved son and his own son in the faith, in 2 Timothy 1:2 and also in 1 Timothy 1:2. We read in 2 Timothy 4, 2-5, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." You may wonder what this has to do with separation of church and state. It has much to do with the issue. Since the days of the apostles, heresy and apostasy have set in the churches. It grew until heresy controlled what many looked to as the church. The heresies of, for example, infant baptism, the sacraments, the lie that the church imparts grace through the sacraments, the lie that the scripture teaches that church and state will bring peace and prosperity to the earth, that Christ will return once this has been achieved. These lies continue to one degree or another. Some churches adhere to all these fallacies, some to perhaps only a few. Some of these churches teach a version of salvation by faith through grace, but are wrong on many other vital issues. It's sad to see so many Christians, and especially pastors, proceeding without spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in the area of separation of church and state, much less factual knowledge about history and law to which they could apply spiritual wisdom if they had it. American and even American Christians have been dumbed down, way down. With that, I complete my radio teaching on the issue of heresy and apostasy in the church. Please join me after the break, and I will teach briefly on recent accelerated apostasy in America.